50, extension 116.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. We'll start out with something that happened over the weekend that you were probably be unaware of, but it did happen. Remember in December, I talked about how the Satanists in Illinois wanted to have Baby Baphomet, the nativity scene of Baby Baphomet alongside the nativity scene of baby Jesus. Well, here in Scottsdale, Arizona, over the weekend, the home of our station owner, the Satanists decided they wanted to hold a convention, and they were going to target Arizona City that would not allow their satanic invocation. So what happened is, the Satanic Temple announced that it would hold its first convention in Scottsdale after it lost a lawsuit against the city in 2018 for not being allowed to give an invocation at one of the city council meetings in 2016. The group was approved by the Scottsdale City Council to give a less than 3-minute invocation at the beginning of one of the meetings in 2016. However, after facing public backlash, and I'm reading out of, I'll find it in a second. The group was approved after facing a public backlash in the city council. After the backlash, the city council withdrew their offer on the grounds that the Satanic Temple is not based in Scottsdale, but Tucson. Instead, this was the Christian Broadcasting Network. However, the Satanic Temple argued it was a religious discrimination, sued the city. But a U.S. District Court judge ruled in the city's favor in early 2020, ruled in the city's favor in 2020, saying the temple had not proven it was discrimination against them because of religious beliefs. So the temple announced on their website that there would be a conference, which just took place this last weekend, Super Bowl weekend, and there in Scottsdale, they will go ahead and have a convention. Well, it just so happens, too, that with that convention, they were going to make them show proof of vaccinations. They don't get it all. They don't get it all. The sun rises on the good and the evil. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. The satanic world wants mankind to take these vaccinations. Well, they couldn't attend unless they were vaxxed. They don't get it all. So that's where I wanted to begin with today. Then I had, generally I don't have time to listen to Alex Jones, but I did hear part of his program covering what's happening in the Ukraine, Russia, the conflict, also with the what has just been released concerning Hillary Clinton and the interference with hacking, spying on Donald Trump from before 2016. They were doing it in 2014. And they were doing it while he was just a candidate before he even ran, because why? Why was it they would want to target Trump? Because they knew the only person that would possibly be the favorite candidate would not necessarily be a Republican. Trump was not necessarily a Republican. But one thing about Trump is, as the years have gone on, Trump has had a change of heart in his life. And that change of heart has slowly led him to the position of the values, the great values of having God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in his life. Somewhere along the line, Donald Trump, it appears, met Christ. And with what's happening in the Ukraine, what has been happening in the hatred toward Russia, there's one common denominator. Russia, in the last 45 years, the society has been turning to God through the Russian Orthodox Church. Not only the Russian Orthodox, but also there has been quite a bit of ministry and in Russia, from Christians in America going to Russia to spread the good news of the gospel, Baptists, evangelicals from all the different aspects and the sections of evangelical Christianity, and the Russian people responded for the last 45 years. Abortion in Russia is down. Satanists can't have that. The drug use in Russia is down. Satanists can't have that. Alcoholism is down. Divorce rate is down. Crime is down. Not totally eradicated, but down. The curve has been down, not up, and it has not stayed on the level. Everything has gone down. Only Christ and the belief in the power of God can do this in any nation. This applied in this nation prior to 2016 when Donald Trump was elected. Like it or not, we'll be right back.
Hey, this is Mike Ramsey, Ramsey Auto Group with Steve Pardue. 6175 West 10th Street, Greeley is our new address. Phone number is 970-443-5654.
We specialize in used trucks and sport utility vehicles, but mainly trucks. We have extended our hours on Saturdays to 10 to 3 and Monday through Friday 9:30 to 5:30, serving the Greeley community and the surrounding areas, but we are really proud to call Greeley our home. 970-443-5654, 6175 West 10th Street in Greeley.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
The P.E. Gun Show, February 12th and 13th, has two giveaways, an AR pistol from Modern Arms and Optics, and a 12-gauge semi-auto from GB Survival. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located at 1840 Greeley Mall in Greeley, Colorado. Buy, sell, or trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated, and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers.
All you fellas who have someone and you really care. Yeah, yeah. Then it's all.
Yes, backstabbers. So as I finished that last segment, I was talking about the revival over the last 45 years in Russia, coming out of communism, God-hating political beliefs. And then in this country, these people that rule this country, because of their involvement in the occult, they could not allow a man who was possibly a Christian or had Christian beliefs or was in any way having a change in his heart. That's what this country needed. It did happen. They could not allow it. This is why, as Alex was stating in his last hour, that the with Roger Stone, that I have all my notes here. They really threw me off. I should just go to my notes, forget what they were presenting, but it all ties in together. They spied on Trump starting before 2014, because they knew who's they, the occult world. More specifically, who would that be? Pilgrim Society New York, Pilgrim Society London, and all of the facets of Pilgrim Society in the United States of America. What are some of the facets? Continuity of government, the agency, senior executive service, all these appointees in all of these positions throughout this country, all of the 3 to 8 letter surveillance, that apparatus, the whole thing, all of the intel, the military, the Republican, many in the Republican Party who are Pilgrim Society members, those in the Senate, those in the House of Representatives, governors of the states of America, the whole apparatus to stop Trump from winning, spying on, I have in the article, Trump Towers, where he was living, all of his private computer texts, all of it. And still they couldn't stop him. The reason being is a lot like I've stated on numerous programs. Donald Trump is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. A mystery about these 8 kings, 5 fallen, 1 is, 1 is yet to come. When he comes, he continues a short space. That 7th king is Donald Trump. It's in the Bible. The 8th king would be of the first 7 kings and would have already at one time been president of America. The 7 kings are talking about the last 8 American administrations. And in the last eight administrations, there would only be a group of seven people that would actually be in power. People are under the illusion that this present administration is Joe Biden's administration. No, it is Donald Trump's administration. He has not been allowed to take his seat in the White House. And Joe Biden is not even in the White House when he does his conferences from the Oval Office. It is a stage. That is not the Oval Office. It is a stage. It's a set. This is not the Joe Biden presidency. It is still the Donald Trump presidency, but he has been locked out of taking position as president. This is one of the greatest evils that has ever occurred in the United States of America. But it's okay, because the book of Revelation stated that the seventh king would be in his position a short space. Now, the eighth king that's coming is of the seven. And this is in America. It's a prophecy about America. It's the last eight administrations, but only seven kings. So one of the kings is going to have an initial 16-year presidency, followed by probably another 16 years, or another 8 years. I'm sorry, the first term would be 8 years, and followed by an additional probably 8+ years. So, who's coming back? Who is the eighth person? Who is this hidden person in this mystery? Personally, there is no one that I can see other than Barack Obama. I have presented this to this audience many times. And we know that there is more and more talk, like Jen Psaki. This young occult adept was on The View before Whoopi Goldberg's problem. The View, they have her on, they have Psaki on, and one of the hosts, what's her name, I forgot. I've only watched that like two times. But anyhow, the main host that anchors it, she said, "I've heard that you, Psaki, are planning to leave." And Psaki said, "Well, probably in the next, I'm considering it. But it has been a pleasure working for Barack Obama, Joe Biden." This was a Freudian slip. It was the truth. It has been a pleasure working for Barack Obama. So she stated it. And many others, even on the CNN, all of them, they know. They know who's coming back. They know who's running everything presently. They know how he's running everything presently. He's running the United States military, all of the 3 to 6 letter agencies, the intelligence agencies, the Federal Reserve, giving directions to Nancy Pelosi, to the anchors on all of these stations again. I say, in this country, the only one, there will never be allowed ever again. You think Donald Trump is going to come back? I tell you, no. But while he is still legitimately president, he is going to be out there but he will never sit in the Oval Office again. The Bible says he will not, but he will be active, but he will be, someone else will actually usurp that position from him. And the person that did usurp it, Joe Biden, is being directed. He's not directing anything. He is being directed. So with what's happening in the Ukraine, this is a Pilgrim Society operation. We know now in the world, through all the investigations of all of these agencies, secret societies, whether it be the Tool Society, whether it be Rosicrucians, whether it be the Vatican or the Jesuits, whether it be Skull and Bones, whether it be the Illuminati or the Masons, the Freemasons, or all of that world, at the very top sits one group, Pilgrim Society. One group runs everything in Europe. The other group controls the United States of America out of New York City. So you have two controlling groups, one coming out of England, one coming out of America. It's in the Bible. In Jeremiah, there is, at the end of the world, there is a young nation called Babylon. And Babylon, this young nation, is likened to a daughter. And the mother of this young nation resides in Europe, England, Jeremiah. And eventually, this young nation, Babylon, or America, is going to be punished severely and destroyed completely. The mother is going to suffer greatly, England. But England will go into the time after Christ returns. America will not. And as time goes on, this government, there's America as we know it as a nation, and then there is the United States, or those who control this nation, the aristocracy that controls everything that happens in Washington, D.C. And even Washington, D.C. itself was built with an occult architecture. The whole city, everything about Washington, D.C. is occult. And I had read an article years ago, and I've been trying to find it. There was a Masonic ritual that took place. In the ritual, the prayer was that everyone that would come into positions in the Senate, the House, the Presidents, all these people, that they would be protected by Lucifer from cancer, from sickness, from the law, and that because they would all be the people that would help America fulfill her destiny as a nation. And that destiny would be to control the world. That's the destiny of the United States of America. This nation will, at some point, when I believe Barack Obama returns to office, control the world. And you're seeing right now world hegemony being pushed by Pilgrim Society New York, allowed by Pilgrim Society Europe. I know, we'll be back. This might be out there, it's not. Rick Rodriguez, the present truth.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Next-gen windows and doors at Fort Collins provide superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next-gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Insurance. Nobody likes buying it, but everyone needs it. The problem with insurance is if you don't need it, the money is simply gone. Car insurance costs hundreds of dollars a month, and if you don't get into an accident, which most people don't, the money is simply gone. Health insurance costs hundreds and hundreds of dollars a month, and unless you have a significant health issue, the money is simply gone month after month, year after year. When it comes to life insurance, all companies provide low-cost term insurance for people that acts just like car and health insurance. If you don't need it, the money is gone. At Northwestern Mutual, one of the reasons why we are ranked as the best insurance company in the United States is we offer a variety of low-cost blended plans that actually allow you to build wealth in the most likely event that you do not need to collect on your life insurance. Finally, an insurance plan that doesn't take your money and can actually build your wealth. To find out more, call me, Joey Jaquin, at 602-909-9048. Again, that's 602-909-9048.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
And I'm back. Every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. All programs streamed, always. Podcasts, 1360khnc.com. Podcast sections for my programs, other programs on the weekend, programs during the week. You have a big selection. Going back to this matter of what's going to be happening in this country and who's going to be involved. Yes, I personally feel there's only one person that the Democrat Party would ever want to head up the presidency of this country ever again. It won't be Kamala Harris. It won't be Nancy Pelosi. She's third in line right now, presently. There is no other person. It won't be Jared Polis. He doesn't have the abilities, doesn't have the charisma. In the eyes of these people, these globalists, he's way down on the list. He may be part of the coming administration, but he'll never reach anything higher in a sense. Well, governor of Colorado, and maybe another position with the coming government. It won't be a government as we understand it. It's going to be more of a dictatorship. So there is no one out there on the Democrat horizon other than Barry Satoro. No one. Male or female. And biblically, as time goes on, one thing about as time, as you will see, it's already known, it's evident, but the occult world cannot allow Christianity to gain power, and I don't mean politically, I mean spiritual power, because the occult world, more than anything, it fears Christians who know how to pray, Christians who are loyal to God, Christians who won't bow the knee to government. That's what it fears more than anything. This is why right now, Pilgrims is trying, both Pilgrims England, Pilgrims America, are pushing to destroy Russia. But they're not going to be able to. God is going to destroy Russia when Russia invades the Middle East. At the same time, presently, according to the prophecies of Russia, in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39, Russia is to be the commander, is to take the lead, is to be the one to oversee these other nations that are going to invade the Middle East with Russia. Russia is to protect these nations, be a guard to them, be security for them. Iran, Turkey, I still think the Ukraine, I think with, like I stated last Friday or Thursday, we are shipping, America is shipping all these arms in every way imaginable, through boat, through air, through ground, through other nations, to the Ukraine, giving the Ukraine everything it needs as far as military weapons. Germany, just yesterday, stated that they do not believe this war scenario. They don't believe it. They're not buying it. Other nations in NATO are not buying it. France isn't buying it. Canada is, because Canada is one of the Five Eyes nations. England is buying it. England is sending weapons. There are many nations in NATO that are sending weapons to the Ukraine. I wonder if that's going to be a great... I wonder if God is just stockpiling Russia with not only the weapons that she produces and manufactures, but also stocking Russia with arms from all the other nations that eventually are going to go down to the Middle East to go to war with Israel. Because if the Ukraine decides, and remember, within the Ukraine, you have that great, huge, mass company of Nazis, Nazi thinkers. Nazism is a religion. It's a religion that cannot allow Jewish people to live. They hate the Jewish people. They hate the Christian people. Nazis, they know there is a real God who had a real son that was born and died for the sins of mankind. Adolf Hitler was absolutely, totally aware of that. Nazism in Germany was a religion. It was anti-God. I wonder if the Ukraine is going to have a change and they're going to say, you know what? you're going to invade the Middle East, we'll come with you. Then some of the other nations surrounding Russia are going to be involved too. But one thing about pilgrims, they had to destroy Donald Trump because of his allegiance, you might say, I guess that'd be a bad word, with his tendencies toward having a conscience. But again, God put him in because he had to keep globalism. He was there to stay globalism for a period of time. He had to slow it down. He had to stop it. These people were trying to get ahead of God's plan. If Hillary Clinton would have become president, two things would have happened. Number one, a female was never, ever going to be president of the United States of America. It's in the prophecies of the Bible. Never a woman to be president of the United States of America. Number one. Number two, that she is a globalist. She is in the occult. She would have taken America to war, and she's not supposed to. When Obama returns, he's going to be the one to take America to wars globally, so that he will be the one who will be the rider of the white horse that goes and takes the nations to war to get the victories for America. I'm just presenting it to you. You don't have to believe me. Rick Rodriguez will be back.
Hey, folks, the Rev here. When the economy collapses, so will society. Martial law will rule, but the protectors will become the looters and thieves. The future will be merciless. Prepare yourself now. Join the Rev for the best urban survival training available today. Call KHNC 970-587-5003 to reserve a seat now. That's 970-587-5003. January 22nd saw Northern Colorado invaded by thousands of Second Amendment patriots going to the new PE Gun Show facility at the Greeley Mall. Gone are the days of the crowded facility and limited products. Patrons shopped hundreds of tables filled with all the items you expect at a premier event show. For future show dates, CCW training, or seller reservations, visit PEShows.com. That's PEShows.com for more info. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They also have a full-line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out HarshOutdoors.com. That's HarshOutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has you covered.
See you at the show.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
So I'm kind of presenting some things that are probably kind of difficult to understand, to even think about. But we're going to see. We're going to see. During the Obama administration, more evil occurred in this country than you could ever imagine. You haven't seen it all. But Christ did say that nothing that was done in secret is going to be hidden. Everything that has been done is going to be brought out in the open. It's being brought out in the open. I'm going to go back to September 2012, halfway through the Obama administration. This is the Marshall Report, and this came out in 2016. Vladimir Putin and Russia have kicked Hillary Clinton and her idea of democracy to the curb. In fact, Putin reset Hillary, and there will be none of her Democrat election rigging and voter fraud allowed in Russia, and none of her activist groups. So what are we looking at presently? We are looking at voter fraud that attempted in 2016, 2018, 2020, the voter fraud that took place, which they're still trying to investigate everything that happened in this last election. Going back to the article. The article is, Putin dealt with Hillary by kicking her Democrat fire starters out of Russia. September 18, 2012, before Benghazi, middle of the gun running to ISIS. ISIS in the prisons in Syria. These ISIS people that were Obama-trained terrorists were in prison in Syria 2 weeks ago. The United States, I believe it was, if I remember correctly, went in with a group and freed them from prison and sent them back out to continue to terrorize, do their terrorist plots in Syria. This is why Russia sent more troops down there and more ships. And Biden is sending his ships over there too. The war, the big war, is going to start in the Middle East. But before that Middle East with Russia begins, Israel is going to have a little skirmish with the Hamas and Hezbollah and all the radical terrorists down there. Going back to the article. Putin ordered the departure of U.S. aides as part of a broader crackdown on Russia's civil society groups. Groups like this one were responsible for the fraud-tainted parliamentary election the year before. Hillary's Democratic civil rights activist groups prompted massive anti-government protests. Already, back in 2012, Hillary and the Democrat Party, they were trying to overthrow Russia. Putin blamed Washington for trying to destabilize Russia and accused Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton for signaling Rockefeller Clinton for signaling the start of demonstrations. U.S. aid's money is the money that was used supposedly to help people in need. What did it say here? To fight AIDS and tuberculosis, to help orphans and victims of trafficking, and to improve the protection of wildlife and the environment. Oh man, what a kind person. But a third of the annual funds went to governance, human rights, and democracy programs. I'll finish the article. Many so-called NGOs like the National Endowment for Democracy. Many of these NGOs are agents of foreign governments. Its ideas, and this is George Soros has a lot of these also in the nations of the world. Its ideas is to bring about democracy, but it does the opposite. In a global mischief maker, a rogue agency financing anti-democrat groups and initiatives in scores of countries worldwide, its objective is regime change. Notably, the independent nations like Russia. It subversively interferes in its electoral practices, among other ways of targeting its sovereignty. In a nutshell, the National Endowment for Democracy, funded by the CIA, funded by the U.S. Congress, and headed by a neocon of National Endowment for Democracy, was the instrument that was going to be used. Russia had enough of Western crowdfunding in its political elections to undermine its national interests. Their new laws on undesirable organizations justifiably targeted foreign justifiably targets foreign organizations posing a threat to the constitutional order and defense capabilities or the security of Russian state. Subversive groups no government should tolerate. As you can see, Russia and Putin are familiar with Hillary and all of her political propaganda methods of manipulating public opinion and campaigns. They are fully aware of how nation toppling and regime change starts by dividing a people from within. And when you own the media, it's a cakewalk. Unless the people wake, expose the evil, and take back their rights, you're going to be in trouble. The nation will be in trouble. So they were already doing this back then. They're continuing to do it presently. They will continue to do it in the future. Now, like I was saying, there's only one person in the future that the Democrat Party and all of the members of senior executive service and military, the big NGOs, the non-governmental organizations, the corporations in this country, the corporations are part of the global plan. Without the corporations, they will not succeed. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, the beginning of the chapter talks about this great harlot. And this great harlot is having affairs internationally by her power. Her power makes those internationally who come under her spell to desire to be part of this great coming global power structure. She mesmerizes, hypnotizes, and brings them under her spell. We'll be right back.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
As I finished the program, I want to remind you that Monday through Thursday, from 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Again, I'm the host, Rick Rodriguez. And also, on Sundays, from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry radio church program. And the podcasts for my programs, the hosts on the weekend, the shows during the week, podcasts are on 1360khnc.com. And I just want to mention that. What is the objective with getting Russia and forcing Russia to war? Russia is the nation and China that are hindering the New World Order from coming to complete total power. These two nations, Russia and China, just like Donald Trump, they hated Donald Trump. They had to get him out of there. Whether you like him or dislike him, on board with him or not on board with him, it's irrelevant in the sense that he's in the Bible. He has fulfilled the prophecies and about to finish completing the prophecy for what he did as president of this country. He still is. He will be legally, biblically replaced. When I say, in my studies, when Barack Obama returns, then that prophecy of Donald Trump will be finished, and the prophecy of the end of the world prophecies about Barack Obama will begin. There are more. I don't have time. I'm out of time. I would go deeper into it. I can't. But there are prophecies in the Bible about Barack Obama, believe it or not. Just like there are the prophecies in the Bible about Hillary Clinton. She would be the most powerful female witch in the United States of America. There will never be a more powerful person in the occult as a woman than her. She will not have the occult power that Barack Obama has. Never. And Bush, he had great satanic power, not like Obama. Same with his son. Nope. The Rockefellers. There is a thought, and I've been looking into this, that there is the possibility, might be distant, that Barack Obama may be part of the Rockefeller lineage. I'm still looking into it. I have articles. I'm not convinced, but I have to look at it. I am looking at it because one thing about the Rockefeller family, they are the family that has ruled America. They are a very powerful occult family. Very, very cunning. For today, that takes care of it. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, for the Present Truth program. See you then. Rick Rodriguez. Have a great day.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Most of you know I teach a hardcore urban survival class at Warriors Revolution. Classes are every other Thursday and Saturday. Classes are $25 a session, and there's 5 total sessions. Contact the radio station at 970-587-5003. That's 970-587-5003. Or you can call the Rev directly. We'll get you scheduled and get you in class.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.